Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. September 19th, Morning. Liberty and Freedom in Christ. In the liberty by which Christ has made us free. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Here is a choice passage, believer. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Isaiah 43, 2. You are free to claim that promise. Here is another. The mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you. Isaiah 54, 10. You are free to claim that promise. You are a welcome guest at the table of the promises. Scripture is a never-failing treasury filled with the boundless stores of grace. Scripture is the bank of heaven. You may draw from it as much as you please without interference or hindrance. If you come in faith, there is not a promise in the word that will be withheld. In the depths of trials, let this freedom comfort you. In the midst of distress, let it cheer you. When sorrows surround you, let it be your solace. This is your Father's token of love, and you are free to use it. It is our privilege to have free access to our Heavenly Father. Whatever our desires, our difficulties, or our needs, we are at liberty to tell Him everything. It does not matter how much we may have sinned. We may ask and expect pardon. It does not matter how poor we are. We may plead His promise that He will provide all needful things. We have permission to approach His throne at all times. Hebrews 4:16. In midnight's darkest hour, or in high noon's most burning heat, exercise your right, believer, and live up to your privilege. You are free to all that is treasured in Christ. It does not matter what you need. There is fullness of supply in Christ, and it is there for you. Oh, what a freedom is yours. Freedom from condemnation. Freedom to the promises. Freedom to the throne of grace. And at last, freedom to enter heaven. September 19th, evening. Pleading. For this child I prayed. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 27. Devout souls delight to look on mercies they have obtained in answer to supplication. Answered prayers reveal God's special love. When we can name our blessings, they will be as precious to us as Hannah's child, Samuel, was to her. Hananiah had many children, 1 Samuel 1, 2. But they came as a common blessing, unsought in prayer. Hannah's one heaven-given child was far more precious because he was the fruit of earnest pleading. How sweet was that water to Samson when God split the hollow place in answer to his prayer. Judges 15, 19. Kwasin, an intensely bitter Amoroid, turns water bitter, but prayer puts a sweetness in the water. Did we pray for the conversion of our children? When they are saved, how doubly sweet to see in them our petitions fulfilled. Better to rejoice over them as the fruit of our pleading than as the fruit of our bodies. Have we sought the Lord for some choice spiritual gift? When it comes, it will be wrapped in the gold cloth of God's faithfulness and truth, and it will be doubly precious. Have we petitioned for success in the Lord's work? How joyful is the prosperity that comes flying on the wings of prayer. It is always best to receive blessings by the door of prayer, for then they are blessings indeed, and not temptations. Even when the answer does not come immediately, the blessings grow all the richer because of the delay. That which we gain by prayer, we should dedicate to God, just as Hannah dedicated Samuel. The gift came from heaven. Let it return to heaven. Prayer brought it, and gratitude sang over it. Let devotion consecrate it. Dear reader, is prayer your rest or your weariness?